This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system.
Hey everyone, this is Kendall. Bonus episode time for you guys. This will be the audio from our question and answer panel from Catacomb 2017 on Friday night. Just want to take a quick note and thank everybody who showed up for the panel, including Nathan, who brought themed muffins, which was amazing. There was also some cheese curds and some soda drinks in the audience. Thank you guys for coming. It meant a lot to us. That weekend had a Patreon-only game, which you will see in a month or two, hopefully before the end of the year. It depends on when we get around editing it. And it's kind of set at the same time we are closing out Season 3 with some of your favorite side characters. Once again, a Catacomb was a wonderful experience. We met so many great people. It was just amazing. We want to thank you all for coming out and interacting with us. So without further ado, here's the Q&A panel in pretty much raw format. It's like you are in the room with us. Enjoy.
Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Can't wait for me to sit down.
No.
Hey, the boss told me to go. I'm going.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Danny's over there.
So again, thank you guys for coming out. This, when we started our podcast, I don't think we ever really expected to do a panel and have people show up and bring muffins and...
Themed muffins.
Get it right. And drinks and everything. So thank you very much, Nathan, for bringing those in.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
It's...
Oh, future me, those claps were not for edits. You Patreons, you get that joke.
For the rest of you, whenever we make a mistake, one of us will be like, oh, sorry, future Kendall. And we clap, so that way he knows that's the spot to take off where it's actually good.
I mentioned it once, and now I don't use it anymore, so now they just do it to irritate me. So.
No. No.
It works.
Shut up.
So right off the bat, we're just going to let you guys know, and you guys are the first ones to hear this, there is going to be a change in the show. With Nate having a baby and being really involved in...
His wife had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh. It's, I know, you confused
that's with how that works.
I'm sorry.
The Nodlin thing might have confused you, but you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. John, you did look really confused. But with Nate's wife having a baby and stuff, he just doesn't have time to dedicate to working with us. So he is stepping back. In place, though.
You all know Isla. And, well, we had a rather nice informative poll just recently where only one person out of the 27 who voted wanted her to die. But Emily will be joining us as Isla.
That was me.
That was you? Oh my god, I'm telling her.
Don't let her just listen. She'll hear this eventually.
Well, at the okay, but it depends. If I need something from you later, I will be using it. But Emma, starting with...
Stop it! No live tweeting the panel.
Starting with season 4, Emily will be a full cast member. And season 4 will be starting probably by the end of the year. I think we're very close.
Real close. We're just coming up with a Caesar closer like we usually do. When we figure out what we want to do, we'll put that out there.
There's already been somebody who said we need another Life Day special.
It is 2 years, so technically Life Day is coming up.
Might have to work that in there.
Mike?
You got one more, man.
Why don't you do, get that?
I've got it.
Do this. Okay.
I'm already prepped, man.
So, in recognition of one of our special guests, obviously you people who've listened to the show know that Danny's played my character's mother a number of times on the show. She proved very quickly to be a fan favorite. I say fan favorite like, you know,
there crazy. Was a poster.
It's crazy. No. It's nuts. It's nuts for me not even to think that I'm saying fan favorite, as in we have fans, but that somebody went out of their way to have a piece of artwork commissioned for this character that commemorates her appearance on the show. And we were so thrilled about it that, you know, we did this.
And Danny?
You. Come here.
Come here.
No!
You get your own shirt.
Take a picture of you.
Oh my science!
And if the size is wrong, it's John's fault.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the one who guessed, and then I told him go look at your laundry, and then he didn't know where it was, and you know.
Oh, thank you guys.
You get up here too, because it was your art.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. This is amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Yes.
It's a family reunion.
It really is.
Hope you like the shirt, Ma.
I love it, son. Me and your own blood.
She thinks your blood is green? What is up with that?
I don't know. Let her think what she wants to think.
Well, I ordered it off the holonet.
It's easier to not argue.
All right, fine. Be that way.
All right, so we'll go ahead and just jump into questions. Fire away, in character, out of character, whatever you want to fire at us. We'll do our best to answer it.
And Richard, give everybody else a turn.
Okay. Seriously.
All right.
We'll ask for it on Twitter again, and you can do 19 out of the 20.
Was that the last one in the latest?
Yes.
No, no, you can't ask any questions. You're not allowed to ask any questions.
No, that's one. He's done that.
Okay, okay, yeah, that was just
one and done.
That was your one.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Guys, it's been great.
I have a question for my little sweet tea there.
Oh,
have you been taking that probiotic I sent you? I know you have that bowel problem.
Was that in the muffins? Is that why Kayla's been in the fresher all week?
Mama, for one, this isn't the place. And two, yes, I've been taking it. It's been working fine. They're less smelly. I don't have to go to the farthest fresher in the unit. It's good. We're fine.
Can you send more of those to him? I mean, we're just... I have noticed the difference.
Strangely, they've improved my mood.
No.
No.
Yeah?
No.
No, not really.
Yes.
Yes, they've improved... They have improved his mood.
Awkward. Anybody? No pressure. This is just a Q&A that was, you know, planned ahead of time, and you know.
You got tickets for? Okay, there were free.
Apparently,
tickets
everybody too. Hoped someone else would have a question.
Or we just sit up here and vamp like this for an entire hour, which is going to be awkward. But hey, whatever.
Yeah, horrible for bonus content.
His mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, V rates up there pretty high. Also, Minox. Not a fan.
I can't think of anything. Oh, Yinkuri. Yeah. You almost got your, like, motivator ripped off.
Yep. The Yinkuri were pretty bad. But, I mean, they die just like everything else can.
Hang on. No, Kaos is scared too.
Oh, okay.
Wherever he is, which will come up in episode 319 or 320. Hello, fourth wall!
So was Dooku cute person?
He was so dreamy. He had the eyes and the nice beard. And then somebody had to go and shoot him.
No, no.
I know. I don't know why Stone was referring to.
I wouldn't say he was cute. He was handsome. He's definitely a rugged-looking man. I mean, he's, you know, chiseled features.
Very charismatic.
Yeah, I mean...
Until you shot him.
Well,
And then he was a very angry man.
Well,
his eyes got a little
every
yellow.
Time.
Well, okay, we're sitting here talking to a Lord of the Sith, and you go, I'm going to shoot you.
I thought we talked about this. I'm done.
We're
done
did talk
about
this.
Dooku.
Well, I didn't bring it up. Why don't you yell at the person who brought it up?
Richard. Really tired of talking about Dooku. It comes up every time we have a Q&A or conversation. Everybody wants to know something. Why did you shoot Dooku? What's Dooku like? We didn't spend much time
with
the guy.
That was season one. For heck. I mean, get over it.
We've shot a lot of other people since then.
That's a true story. We cut a bunch of people, too.
Yeah. Look, cut. Shot. You know, we almost crashed a ship into a guy.
Yeah, you almost crashed your ship into a guy.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that was Essek. Yeah. Well, you were co-piloting.
Yep.
Yeah, so, regardless, so, we'll just let the Dooku thing rest. He was a handsome fella. There you go. There's your answer.
Well, we didn't ask how, like, why he shot him. We just wanted to know how he looked. So
well, no, I'm saying he's handsome, but every time somebody asks a question about Dooku, Carell can't help but point out that I shot him, which leads to a whole other conversation. And
well,
it's
it was kind of a silly thing to do.
Well... I've never
but we've
said it
talked
wasn't.
About that. Well, there you go. Now you're taking blame. We can move on. Next, please.
When's the last time you guys checked in with anyone on Tula?
I keep in kind of regular contact. I mean, with Mom and Pops being there.
For once.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
Mom usually sends me like hollow messages letting me know how Dad's doing. I don't really talk to Darla that much because she really creeps me out. I'm really not a fan of her, but she's helping, so.
And she keeps asking about Kale.
She does ask about lots of, you know, Kale gets asked about a lot.
Yes, he does. Should we send them forwarding addresses?
I think so.
Okay.
I think Mom's definitely going to want to talk to KO.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? I don't know if you're really comfortable with that.
I'm not happy about it, but I can't stop it.
Well, if you don't give her the forwarding
she'll
address...
She'll find it.
I can't argue that.
Sweetie, how's that monkey I sent you? I know you always wanted a pet. You guys get long bonded?
You know, we haven't seen the monkey.
There was an accident with the monkey. He went with KO.
No, I don't know that I would call it an... It wasn't so much an accident as the... It just happened to be in the bags that KO took with him.
You fall over.
You know.
Okay.
You could say that. A present, maybe. I guess if we liked him enough, it would be a gift.
Right. Monkey?
Well... It seemed to get along with Isla.
We'll see. We'll see.
I believe he gave it to Isla as some sort of courting gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened to it.
It's in a cage.
Someone gave it to Isla as a courting gift?
You did. It was your monkey. She said she liked it. You said, well, if you like the monkey, you can have it. And there, your monkey became hers, courting.
Was I sleeping?
No, because you were definitely talking and not snoring.
No, you guys often do this without my permission or knowledge, so I'm assuming that one of you gave her a gift for me as a courting gift?
No. I would have thrown it out the airlock. On the ground, but, you know, not to be
cruel. Look, I don't know where the monkey lizard is. It's somewhere on the ship. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It better not be in my quarters again.
No. It's in a cage.
In where?
Isla's room.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
because...
Can you spell
why didn't
that
you just
closed?
Come out with that earlier?
She did.
Wait, what?
She did. Corral told you.
Well, we didn't know it was in Isla's room. I said that...
Yeah, the note that's attached to the cage says it's from you.
There's a note? Oh, yeah. It totally does.
Ah.
It's not printed or anything.
Great.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great.
Unrelated question. How do you feel about them giving gifts in your name?
How is that unrelated?
So, historically, these guys kind of, you know, if you've heard the tales, the audio logs of our journey together, they frequently act in my name without my permission or... gratitude.
Well, you are frequently drunk or asleep.
I maintain very
or
well.
Or drunky sleep, as I like to call it.
I maintain my level very well.
Yes.
Thank you.
At twice your blood level.
And that's where it's been since I was about 14.
12.
Thank you, Mother. So I maintain very well. I'm very rarely... so drunk that I don't remember doing things.
Well, you don't remember giving the monkey to Isla. I know you said it wasn't related, but here we are.
Next question.
So you guys are saving the snuggle pot, correct?
Yes.
All right.
No.
Yes.
Distillery.
Because you already have booze. I saw you post it on the HoloNet last night. So Tazi no longer needs booze. Tazi has booze. You have golden drink right there.
I always have golden drink.
Well, there you go. Do you see pillows?
There's pillows in your room.
There's pillows in the snuggle pod. But there are none here.
No one uses the snuggle pod.
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Who are you snuggling with?
Well, there's the KO pillow.
You snuggle with the KO pillow?
Well, it smells like him.
That got awkward.
So you snuggle with the KO pillow because it smells like KO?
Well, I miss him sometimes.
This went weird.
Are you trying to change the subject?
I don't know, but I think all this stuff is considered canon.
Yeah. Well, unless it breaks the fourth wall. Hi back there.
I looked. That's the best part. I was like, what are you waving at?
That wall back there. One, two, three, four. Next.
So I guess we're saving the Snuggle Pod.
Yes!
That's
yes. It has been recorded.
Unless I change my mind, because it's my ship, so.
Nope. He recorded it.
No, but.
Right?
It's still my ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Send me a copy of that, in case you edit it.
Why would I do that?
Oh, here we go. I can't even.
You can't even edit my memory?
Well, I could, but that'd be rude.
Oh,
I told you I wouldn't do that.
Fair enough.
I was hoping you wouldn't do that anymore.
I don't. Never did.
You're rambling.
Yes.
I was close. That close.
So what's A1's next pet project?
Shooting Zeke out an airlock.
Seconded. I second.
Okay, can we get another droid in here to give manicures? Then, I mean...
Sure.
Or can we upgrade your hand?
This is going to get awkward again, isn't it?
Moving on.
You already suggested we disassemble the vibroblade.
I did not.
Yeah,
I wanted to know where Zeke found it.
Anyone said that was your suggestion.
No, I wanted to know where Zeke found it. It's not like we have vibroblades lying around the ship.
Did it come from your room?
No.
Yes.
I don't have any vibroblades.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yes.
I think he's playing Zeke right now.
Yeah.
He is playing Zeke
right now. Because I can't do the sound effect.
You're not a method actor because you can't do sound effects.
Can't do a robotic sound effect.
Wait. Hang on. More importantly, what were you doing in my quarters?
Cleaning.
Oh.
Per the captain's orders.
Which captain?
That one.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
I mean, with Kale gone and all.
No, I mean, I kind of miss having him in the gunnery pod, but, you know, that's... What do you do?
Well, Zeke, could you go in the gunnery pod occasionally for him and talk to him? Because Kale used to do that a lot. Maybe it'll make him miss him less.
Sure.
Here, wear Kale's old shirt. It's a smell thing.
It's got weird again. Just saying.
What?
Fire away.
Please come up with something else awkward.
When is Corel resuming her training?
Has she ever stopped resuming her training? Wait a minute.
Did she ever really start?
Wait a minute, hang on. Stasi. I have to force jump to get that. Giant melon.
Watch out for the eyes, not the eyes.
As a force user, you never actually stop training. You're always... Okay, I can't do this. She meditates a lot. That's pretty much it. But I will say that the end of the season, we'll see a little... There's a little arc with Corral at the end of the season, setting up next season. So.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes. We've already recorded probably 3 or 4 episodes ahead of where you guys are. We try to stay ahead.
Not that far. Okay, we took August and September and October off because of Nate and the baby. We tried to record the last episode. We tried recording in October, everybody from home. That's why the audio is a little different, and Chris sounds like he's in the middle of a bass drum. And later that Monday, I had to go and re-edit it with all the added trouble to him. I think we recorded about 2 or 3 episodes ahead right now. So we're recorded like 321. So. And we have another session coming up later this month where we'll finish out season 4.
Do you find yourselves like in everyday just kind of slipping into your characters?
For me, not necessarily. The Tazi voice is not a... It's not like something I just naturally do. I have to deepen my voice a little to do it. So I will admit I have thought of things as Tazi before, like driving, whatever, you know, like something will happen and it'll cue a memory of the show and I'll think about something Tazi said. Or like J just the I sent a tweet out yesterday that one of our friends Jen mentioned. I heard this in your character voice, and of course I immediately did it in my character voice in my head. But for the most part, for me, Tazi's easy to separate through.
Karel for the same, but the same sort of things. Like if we're playing Overwatch and somebody picks Hanzo, it's like I'm seeking redemption, and I'm like, yes, you are. And I'm like, damn, okay. I don't say it out loud, but it's in the back of my head.
No, he doesn't say it out loud.
No.
Because I play Overwatch with him, and I would call him out if he started talking about
it. I do laugh every great once in a while about it.
I there's too many characters for me to even try to go through them all.
He zekes out at home all the time.
I don't know how to take that.
I think the hardest thing is, like, because all of us are involved in other projects with RPG Academy, for example, and some other shows, too. It's hard to not fall into character voice because, like, I'll look at a character that somebody gives me and I'll be like, okay, I want to do this character as this, or there's some attributes here, I want to do it this way. But almost every time, without fail, the first time I think about talking, it's in Tazi voice and I have to think about doing a different voice. I have to actually consciously not do Tazi.
Yeah, I have the same problem. It's an effort to choose a different character, because mm-hmm. I mean I've been playing Karel for over 2 years, and when we first got our first session together, we sat around and talked about voices because we were waiting for Chris. He was way late that day, and Karel was actually inspired by Cat Cool from
she was Lintel was a Twi'lek, and you're like, that's,
and I based the voice off of that as best I can because I don't have her range, obviously. And so we were sitting there trying to figure out. Nate's just Cockney half the time, I think, anyway.
Fell into that one real quick.
Yeah, like, it was just, and we spent a lot of time on yours.
And Tazi's voice came from, I mean, the only Duros that spoke that I knew of was Cad Bane on Clone Wars, and his voice is very metallic, and there's also a kind of an odd, almost Eastern European accent to it, and I couldn't do that. But I knew I could drop my voice a little bit and make it sound a little gravelly. So that's kind of where that came from.
And we said, are you sure you can do that for, you know, hours at a time?
So
we didn't think years. We were going, can you have hours at a time?
The first recording, it was the actual, if you go back and listen, the Tazi voice is actually lower on the first recording because I was really pushing to try and make it super gravelly. And after about 2 hours of recording like that, I cannot do this anymore. I can't keep that up. So the Tazi voice lightened a little bit. Yeah, but... So, to answer your question,
get a little off topic.
We've been really rambling a bit.
It's true. There we go. He's on topic.
But yes, to answer your question, it is easy to separate them in most situations.
And speaking
of Rumble. Got one back there.
So, there's a story where somebody said, hey, let's do a podcast. What's the story?
That's kind of my fault. When we started recording, well, the way we actually kind of got together, myself, Kendall, and Mike, and another friend of ours, once a year would sit down and have an all-day game. We started like 11 in the morning, and we recorded till like 11 at night. And the first year we did it, we did some D&D, and then I can't remember what we did the second year, but then the year we actually decided to do the podcast, Kendall ran Star Wars. And I was not a fan of Fantasy Flight games at first because I didn't grasp the dice. I was like, well, I just want to add my feet together and hit things really hard.
I hated the dice, too, until I got used to them.
So we played that whole day, and by the end of the day, I was like, okay, I'm sold. I love this system now. I understand how it works. I originally said, hey, why don't we just do something like this once a month? Like, once a month can't be too difficult.
Our other friend, though, he's married with, like, 1,400 kids. Okay, it's more like four. Sorry, Derek. And he couldn't commit to a monthly game. So we sat there and tried to think of, you know, who do we know that could kind of come in and role play with us?
And then Mike brought in Nate, because they've been friends for a little while.
Yeah.
And after the first time we sat down and started talking about characters and doing the whole session zero thing, I kind of made the comment, well, guys, I listen to a lot of podcasts, because at the time I had a 50-mile drive one way to work. So every day I was driving 2.5-3 hours some days, so I was listening to a lot of different shows. I listened to RPG Academy, I was listening to One Shot and some other stuff, and I said, you know, I think we could do something like this with our style, because I'd never seen another show that kind of had Star Wars in a little bit more of a serious tone like we were going to shoot for. And I said, you know, let's do something, let's do it, let's try it. And that's when we got the Yeti out and
kind of failed with that, and then but we had so much fun doing it, we decided let's actually go buy real equipment and do it the right way, which was still some trial and error there.
Yeah, I went out and bought what I thought was real equipment, and it turned out it wasn't that good of equipment. See episodes 106 through 110.
You mean...
Yeah, there was a short in that equipment with that board, which really kind of sucked. And then I talked to my friend Tim, who's a sound engineer. He works for Crestron, and he does our intro crawl. You know, this is Redemption. That's Tim, and Tweets from the Dark Side. Which is a lot. I'm not going to go into how much I hate Tim sometimes.
Hi, Tim. We love you.
Hi, Tim. Tim doesn't listen. Tim has the Tomorrow's End podcast. If you want to hear a very adult Morrow Project podcast, they're pretty decent. So neither here nor there. What was I saying?
I don't remember anymore. Audio equipment.
Oh, audio equipment. Yeah, and then we slowly started replacing piece by piece as my budget would allow. We replaced the board. I got a really nice mic. Then Chris got a couple of nice mics for a birthday present. And we replaced KO's mic earlier this year, finally. And so we all have really good equipment now at this point. So,
yeah, if you want to know some of the wrong things to do, let us know, because we can tell you some of the stuff not to do, the equipment not to buy. The biggest piece of advice is ask before you buy stuff, because there's a huge difference between a $70 soundboard and a $300 soundboard.
Indeed.
Not just the price, there's a huge difference in quality. But yeah, I'll take most of the blame for coming up with the podcast.
We really liked the idea.
Yeah, we were really all on board. It really didn't take much convincing from you.
Not much.
We were all, I mean, to an extent, being role players, partly you're performers as it is. Like, you like to perform, whether it's for the people at your table or for a larger audience. And there's something to be said for being able to tell a story that, you know, tens of people can listen to.
I'm going to upgrade you because it's at least hundreds now.
Okay, well, maybe, yeah. So hundreds of people can
listen to. We have 910 Twitter followers, I think, now.
So regardless of the numbers, it's nice to know that there are people out there that are enjoying the story that you're telling. And it's really, it's a pretty big thrill. Like, I still get geeked out when I see some of our download numbers, and they're not, like, amazing, guys. You know, it's not like we're...
He's not
like,
saying that to say you guys should be downloading
more.
We're
not, like, some kind of huge podcast, but, like, for what we do on the scale we're doing it at, and for the story we're telling and as much as we're enjoying it, like, to see those weekly numbers, like, even on bad days, it's still, like, there are people out there enjoying what we're doing, and that's really the fun part of it. Like, you know, like I said, to, like, some, like, you know... Nathan had artwork commissioned for a character, a side character on our show that was so entertaining to him that he was like, I need to, in some way, immortalize this.
And then bring baked goods.
And then, you know, again, I can't sing Nathan's praises enough because literally I think the guy learned how to bake to make these muffins. That's what it would sound like. He was like,
well, are you saying his muffins are mediocre?
No, no, I'm saying they're always good.
Always mediocre muffins?
No, no, those muffins were fine.
I just had some. They're delicious.
We should have some of those on the Mule Moon.
The muffins are great.
Waste me yogurt muffins.
You're not going to get me to hop in and out right
now. Damn it.
I'm trying to make a point.
Sorry. I shit on your point. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That happens all the time.
It does.
Anybody can do this. Like, we're nobody special. Like, we aren't experts at what we do. We are not expert role players. We're not expert gamers. But we do enjoy the storytelling part of it, and that's what makes this so much fun. I mean, we've talked about it a number of times, and we would still be playing this game if we weren't recording, because we're liking the story so much. So hopefully that comes through for you guys and makes the podcast worth listening to too.
And part of my reasoning for wanting to do a podcast was not just sharing our story. I heard on a few other podcasts saying, if you want to be a better game master, listen to yourself. So there was this little pseudo-hidden agenda.
You never said that.
Yeah. Well, just a pseudo-hidden agenda that I wanted to be better as a game master, and I wanted to listen to myself, and I wanted to listen to how the story developed and how players were going.
You know, it's interesting, now that you've mentioned that, I think back, because I've known Chris now for about 18 years, and we started off playing D&D 3.5 with a friend of ours who always DM'd. It was either him or me. And I remember I talked Chris once into running a game. He's like, I don't like running a game. I'm no good at it. I'm no good at it. He was actually really good at it, but he had no confidence in it. And now he's running multiple games at multiple conventions constantly. He's, you know, the heart and soul of our podcast. So he's come a long way.
Thank you.
Woo!
Any questions?
Any questions?
Wait, hang on. That wasn't in Perita's voice.
No, was it?
Let's go for it.
No, it was not. So you have said at 1,000 Twitter followers you're going to do a musical episode.
God.
And you are less than
that. We had that conversation at breakfast. This was not supposed to come up
on
tonight.
The Usical May.
So have you started writing all your songs yet?
No.
You're pretty close.
We're not going to get there.
I want to hear Chris sing.
No. Hey, he'll be like...
If point of order, A1 has a vocoder.
No.
You don't... A1 doesn't get to cheat.
I could auto-tune him probably, though, really heavily.
You'd have to.
I'd have to.
But yes. Yeah. So Danny's telling the truth. A couple... Like, early on, we made a joke about, well, if we get to this many followers... Nathan will fill out his bio in full on our website. And if we get to this many followers, we'll do a musical episode.
Because we're like, he's at like 500 followers. I'm like, thanks, Nate. We're going to make something up.
And now,
they're like, what, 1,000 followers? Let's do a musical number.
And never now we're on this. The cusp of 1,000 followers. Yeah. So
the one problem, now, Emily has told me that she... will be happy to write a lot of music for us. So that's why we hired her, among other reasons.
Hired implies paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's why we begged her to come and hang out and spend time with us.
That's probably more accurate. But the one problem we kind of run into is, like I said, we just finished recording like 3 or 4 episodes in the future. So, and because we record for like 7 to 8 hours once a month. So we could hit 1,000 Twitter followers tomorrow, but we may not be in a position to record for or release it for 4 months.
So what you're saying is you should probably start recording it soon.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is we don't know where the story will be at that point. So if it happens...
We have to say when, because there is an eventuality that in 2 years we could trickle into 1,000 people.
That's true.
We still have to do this.
Yeah, and Richard's been very canny and created a lot of Twitter accounts that are not just spam. I haven't caught most of them yet, apparently. Kudos, sir. Kudos.
You need 90 more.
I literally use software on
it. It is at Redemption Pod.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say at Imperial Scum.
No, we're going to do this right. We promised.
Way to Tazi.
As much as we thought we weren't going to ever have to worry about this.
By the way, Tazi is now spoiling it. So now we have burrowing something and Tazi-ing something. You're welcome.
Tazi-ing something is doing something amazingly well despite the circumstances. I Tazi'd the shit out of this.
You know, I can't actually...
It's your argument.
I can't actually win this, so I'm letting it go.
Thank you.
I will apologize right off the bat, though. If we get that 1,000, I'm tone deaf.
Has anybody here seen the Buffy musical?
We're
going to
have Chris beatbox.
He's our Willow, okay? There's a reason she only had one line. What was it? I think this line's mostly filler. Yeah.
We'll give you the rap. How about that?
Yes, you can beatbox it.
The A1 rap. Yeah.
So if you hear like dubstep that I do in GarageBand later, that's actually A1. I'll let him click on the buttons, though. That way
so, yes, there will be, at some point, there has to be a musical episode because we promised it. So there you go. Thanks, Danny.
Past us, you guys suck.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, it doesn't work in that direction, does it?
John, you also had your hand. Was it for the same thing?
Yeah, it was the exact same question.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are thinking the same thing?
James.
Yeah. That's scary. You alluded to this earlier when you were talking about the origins of the podcast, and it's something that Rudy and I face because we also do a lot of RPG podcasts, like,
James, what's the name of your podcast, by the way?
Oh, it's the Don't Split the Podcast Network. Range of great shows you can check out.
Is there a website where people might be able to find you?
DontSplitThePodcastNetwork.com? Yeah. What's that, James?
Yeah, DontSplitThePodcastNetwork.com.
And maybe a Twitter handle.
And I think it's James Intricasso and Rudy Basso, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, famous people came to our podcast panel, guys. Just, it happened. We hear them. They're here.
Are you saying your mom's not famous? I mean, she's been here the whole time.
They're not over the
holiday. She has a business.
She's all over the holonet. Yeah,
anyway, we cut you off, James. Continue.
So I'm curious because we get questions like this a lot. Like, there are a lot of actual play podcasts out there. There are actual play Star Wars podcasts out there. What did you see yourselves bringing to the space that was unique? Space. And I know you said you're not special, but you
stellar.
Are special. So what is it that makes your podcast special?
When we started, I was kind of a podcast newbie, really. I had listened to One Shot, Campaign, Fear the Boot, RPG Academy, and like three or four others. And as far as I knew, Campaign was the only Star Wars one out there. And I started listening to it when Campaign actually started because I listened to the One Shot episodes. So when Chris had the idea, I said, you know, we don't want to be derivative, you know, because they're doing an amazing job here. But what we were building seemed much more of a drama, more of an audio drama, more than just, you know, a bunch of great comedians doing a role-playing game session. So it amazes me to see all of these Star Wars podcasts everywhere now. And it's great. It's wonderful to see. The more Star Wars, the better, honestly. So
to piggyback on that, like, for myself, a big thing was, like, again, like Kendall, I listened to Campaign religiously. Because it was fun, it was great, but I also realized for myself that, like, I enjoyed the early Campaign stuff a lot more than I was enjoying the stuff I was listening to at the time, because the earlier stuff to me felt like it was a lot more story-based. I felt like there was a lot more characterization, it was a little more dramatic, there was a little bit more rules involved, so it was a better mix of everything. And then where I was at when we started was there was a lot more comedy involved. It seemed a lot more slapstick at the time. And, you know, again, when we ran that one session, we were like, wow, this is exactly what I want to listen to. Like, this is what I want to hear on my commute. This is what I want to put in my headphones while I'm mowing the lawn. Like, this is what I want. So, like, for me, the choice to do a podcast like that was super easy. But, again, there's been an explosion in the last couple of years of actual play in general, and I credit a lot of the other places out there for bringing that along. Like RPG Academy has been doing actual play for a long time, and again One Shot's been doing actual play for a long time. Those are the two off the top of the head, obviously, but the explosion of those now, especially when you talk about the other networks, like Nerdist is out there, Geek and Sundry is out there now, and they, you know, between their streaming, their Twitch streaming, and their podcasts, I mean, there are some real heavy hitters out there. So, I mean, it's about what you feel is important for you as a gamer. Like, and if you feel like what you're bringing to the table is valuable to the audience, then you owe it to yourself and to the audience to bring it to them. And if there's an audience, they'll come. And if there's not, well, you'll figure that out soon enough, too.
The biggest thing for me, I was the one that was listening to all the different shows. I mean, I was listening to, Never Tell Me the Odds, Bantha Fodder. I mean, I was listening to a bunch of them, and most of them were geared towards comedy. And I kept, in my mind, I was always like, you know, we're not naturally comedians. Like, the humor that comes up in our show is generally not pre-planned. It's just kind of us just being us. And I always knew as a game master, my stories are always more in-depth, more serious, more on that more emotional side, and there were no Star Wars shows out there that were doing that, and I really wanted to capture that feel and put it out there for people. I get the question a lot, like when I'm trying to promote the show, I'll say to somebody, yeah, we do this Star Wars podcast, it's called Redemption. 9 times out of 10 the response I get, oh, it's like Campaign. I'm like, same system, we're a little more we're in the Clone Wars, so it's a little different era. We also focus more on a radio drama style versus an actual play. So that's one of the other things that we tried to do is to separate ourselves, is we cut a lot of the rule stuff out, and we just focus on the stories. And Kendall does an amazing job with the editing, and once, you know, you started adding in sound effects and the music and stuff, that's more the direction we wanted to go with it. It just took us some time to... It took Kendall some time to learn how to do that. I almost said three. I've edited like three.
They haven't done bad, and I thank you a lot for those.
Goose egg.
But I'm going to tack on to that. When we did our session zero, and in our first session, which was with the Yeti, there was such an emotional connection with the characters.
I don't even remember what it was. I'd have to go back and listen. But we got into an argument. Big surprise. And it was like we were yelling at each other over the table in character. We were so into it. And I remember thinking afterwards, like, man, we've been playing for like 6 hours, but I'm exhausted because we've been in this emotional trauma zone for so long. And it's like, okay, this is really cool. Chris has a great idea. We need to do this.
I think I had to walk away from the table.
You did. Yeah, you walked away from the table at one point.
Just to be able to step back and take a breath and get out of the character for a second and just go back to myself, because the separation there in that first session, those arguments were getting heated, and we knew we weren't yelling at each other, but then we were both like, wow, that was like crazy. That was odd. That worked so well. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff too that try to do to separate ourselves from other shows is kind of hitting some beats that other places don't. Like, Isla was originally me voicing it, so what you guys heard was Emily doing the voice work over, but to sit at a table across from Mike and role play this really awkward romance.
It was really awkward.
And trying to, you know, and I'm trying to think kind of like an awkward female would, and I'm an awkward dude, so I'm like, well, there's got to be some things that are a little different. And besides physical stuff.
No, I wasn't laughing about that.
I'd say I can draw you a chart or something.
I got a kid. I figured it out once.
And what have you done in the past 12 years?
Kept the wife happy.
And we've been really lucky, too, to have some great, you know, being part of the RPG Academy network. We joined, I think we were about 6 months old when we joined, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About. And being part of the network
Stop
is...
that.
Sorry.
See, that's you.
And I see that. I'm sorry. Sorry, future Kendall.
He doesn't forgive you.
He doesn't forgive me. Being part of a network has given us the gift of being able to bring a lot more talented people into the show. You know, we've got, obviously, there's a handful of people in the room here that have been on the show. Richard's been on the show. We've had John on the show. We've had Danny on the show.
Chris has been on the show.
Chris has been on the show.
Justin will be.
Justin soon. Will be on the show as soon as you finish what you're doing.
Tomorrow.
Justin will be on the show. So, like, it's great to bring people into this world, this story we've created, and they can also have a voice, and, it not just benefits us, but it benefits the listeners. Because, I mean, obviously... You know, we do okay, but you know, if I change my voice 3 times, you've pretty much heard the range of voices I've got.
And I could add like effects, so that makes it about 6 voices. You know, but I actually have an entire bar like of saved effects, like Master Al Shane, Hixa. It's just, you know,
and that goes into like something else that happens when you're a podcaster. And James and Rudy, I'm sure you guys are familiar with this too. Is that, you know, in the environment we are in the social climate that we are in. We're 4 straight white dudes. And you can literally throw a rock at the internet and hit all of us with 1 rock. So it's nice to be able to have other voices on the show that make the show more palatable for other people. Because there are plenty of people out there who be like, well, you know, you guys probably do a great job, but you don't have any female cast members. You don't have any like non-binary cast members. You know, there's all these things people attach to the podcasting world as a whole. So for us to be able to have the opportunity to bring other people on to showcase their talents, to make our show better, it's been a blessing. And RPG Academy is, I would say, they're really responsible for that for us. We wouldn't have had that reach and been able to meet all these people and even meet most of you people to have you here if it wasn't for them. So, you know, it's nice to have a network behind you that supports you, and you guys provide that, right? For your shows too. I mean,
yeah. To be the network.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah, and so. we really broke that out with season 3. It seemed, I've been thinking back. It's like we did little, you know, our sound was developing in season 1. Season 2 was more of a story development, because our sound solidified. Season 3, we started adding in the guest voices, because what Chris would do would voice them. I'd write down all the data, and I'd send it to, you know, send it to Quinn, or I'd send it to, you know, Calum, and they'd record it and send it back. And that's how we got Emily, because we needed a female voice at that time. We actually wanted a female when we started the podcast, and we don't know any that game, really.
Well, I mean, which is sad. Our pool of candidates was pretty much non-existent.
Yeah. But now we, you know, once we got the whole, okay, this, the dic, you know, the dictation and the re-recording works.
Dick a lot.
You just said Freud. Dick a lot.
Yes, Freud's in your mind. We got it.
I'm just saying. Anyway, whatever. I said dictation. It's a word.
But you pause. There's a pregnant
you keep,
pause.
You keep there saying, was a pregnant pause. You keep saying dictation.
Yeah. Shut up, he says turrets.
Anyway,
what was my point?
Yeah, go on,
you
go on,
shit all over my point again.
Something about dictating to people.
Shut up. Well, that kind of got to be a pain in the ass, to be honest. And with my friend Tim from Tomorrow's End podcast, we worked out a good way to bring the people on board locally with audio. And so we got Danny. I think you were our. She was our first.
She was our first remote recorder.
Yeah, our first remote recorder.
You popped our cherry.
Whoa! Oh, come on, dude. That's my mom.
Well, she's very attractive. You should have. Oh, what?
A1.
Look.
I knew that was gonna bite me in the ass. Wait, I knew that was gonna bite.
Who
me.
Bit you in the ass?
Not yet.
Sorry, Emily.
I'm not.
Emily is currently, by the way, on Twitter answering her own Q&A, so please
quick
bombard
request,
her.
Yeah, quick request. The Crafty DM, correct?
Yes.
At the Crafty DM, she's online right now, also looking to answer questions as Isla, as her character. Which, if you ask her questions, we have already stated, all of it is canon. So whatever she comes up with for her answers,
okay.
Part
what did
of her
you
character.
Do? Side note: what did you do? We went up 7 followers since this panel started.
I may have a few Twitter.
All right. So, please, on the way home, we write the musical.
Please tweet some questions to Emily about her character. Let her give her answers. It would be great if you guys could help her out too. She didn't get to come. She's really bummed that she's not able to answer questions about Isla in character for us. Here, so Twitter will have to do.
Thank you, PK. Way to be 9:15, buddy.
85 to go.
Yeah,
remember,
but we were 200
a follower too.
Away.
You can't just follow and leave.
Oh Lord! It's always going to come back to that, isn't it? All right, we got about 8 to 10 minutes left, so we can take a couple more.
James,
questions.
Did we answer your question?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody in our
else?
Rambling way.
So, with The Last Jedi coming out, how are you guys liking the new Star Wars that's coming out?
Love it.
More really Star Wars. Do. I'm on board for more Star Wars. Like,
I have purposely avoided as much as I can because Episode 7, everybody kept bombarding me, so I already knew 3/4 of the movie going in. This time, I want to actually experience it like I'm supposed to and not know 3/4 of the movie.
Straw poll, who has their tickets for opening night?
And for the next day.
There you go.
not me and 3 other people. Me going for.
Oh, I thought that was like an invitation for us 3 to join. Her. I was like,
sweet,
yes,
sweet road trip.
Sorry, I bumped the table again.
Yeah, I know. Look at it. It's right there. Yeah. The more Star Wars, the better. Right now, I am loving Rebels. Anybody catch the latest episodes of Rebels?
So good.
Yeah. I will. The minor spoiler for who hasn't seen it. I started crying when Kanan when Hera kissed Kanan. It's like, oh, finally!
Thank
they
you.
Had their moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You get to cry too.
I didn't watch it.
Well, she said spoilers. You're supposed to.
I said spoilers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, well,
your
muffs.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're together. Oh, I broke that
I
for
know,
you.
I know. Honestly, I only watched the first teaser for Last Jedi. I have avoided everything else so far.
Yeah.
So right. I want to go in fresh.
I'm trying to too.
Forces of Change. If anybody has watched that so far on Cartoon Network, I believe. No, on Disney Channel.
You can spoil
Disney
that for me. XD.
No, but I mean, it's a great. I don't know if anybody has watched them yet, but they're great little vignettes about all of the strong female characters in Star Wars, too. Like,
Forces of Destiny.
Thank you. Did I say Forces of Change?
Yeah.
Well, could be that.
Yeah, that too.
I think that's the charity. I think that's the charity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the charity. Thank you. I guess I don't know enough about this as I should. But yeah, I actually, strangely enough, caught an episode of that on Forces of Destiny on the hotel TV last night after our little get-together. I was flipping channels. I was like, hey, Star Wars.
And everybody heard the Star Wars news about Rian Jansen. Yeah.
A completely separate trilogy.
Yep. And the other rumor that there may be a live-action TV series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I think, well, Filoni's been hinting about that.
On the plus side, it'll be on the Disney streaming network, whatever they decide to call it. But nobody here is bad-mouthing our Disney overlords.
It'll be on iTunes, so I am perfectly okay.
How much more have you guys learned about Star Wars?
So much. I will tell you that there are more ice planets in Star Wars than I ever thought there were.
And they all start with R.
Yeah, that's because of my speech impediment. No, a lot of times when I do research, I look at the Clone Wars map I found, and I'll go, oh, I wonder what this planet is. And I look at it and go, really, another ice planet? Let's try this again. There are far less tropical planets that I could find.
No beach planets yet.
Nope. That I can find.
No beach planets.
I do try to research as much as I can, because I want to try to stay as accurate as I can. Obviously, with our story, there's going to be some liberties, but I still want to stay as close as I can. I do use legends most of the time because there's a whole lot more to it. I don't want to have to just stick with just canon stuff because that would really limit things.
I was a huge EU guy until they killed Chewbacca, and then I basically gave up on the whole thing.
He's still alive.
No,
I legends. Saw episode 7.
In
he
legends,
lived.
But I'm saying in the EU, in legends, they wrote a book, they killed Chewbacca with a moon. And
that wasn't a moon.
They hit him with a
ha, ha, ha.
You gave it to me. I was going to take it.
I know.
I think people are coming in for the next one. So.
Well, we'll finish answering the question, and we'll start wrapping up.
Yeah, I guess we got just a couple more minutes.
Yeah. Give me 1 second, and then you got our last question. For me, I was actually gasped, not a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, I saw the original trilogy when it came out. You know, saw the new trilogy, sadly, when it came out. But I really wasn't a huge Star Wars nerd. My brother was a big Star Trek fan, and I was familiar with Star Trek. But I was playing World of Warcraft, and a bunch of my guildmates said, we're going to go play Knights of the Old Republic. This is going to be amazing. We should go. Come on over. And it's like, all right. They were my friends. I went with them. And I'm like, this is cool. This is really cool. And then I started digging into the lore and everything else. I started reading novels. And about 5 or 6 years ago, it's like, and now I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. So. One last question.
So I've heard of people that when they record their podcast, they'll be in a closet, they've got blankets hanging everywhere. How do you guys do it? How do you recommend it?
How do we do it or how do we record?
Oh, wait, there's two different things. How do we do it or how do we recommend it? Because recommending it is not probably how we do it. We actually play, I have an apartment, we play in my dining room, to be honest, it's a gaming room. It's the dining room in the apartment, but nobody dines there. It's where all
we dine
rooms.
There.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess technically. Yeah, you drop a lot of food there. Patreons get that.
Yeah.
But no, we have, it's a kind of enclosed on two walls. There's a little hole, you know, leading to the kitchen, but the back behind him is all open. So I put acoustic foam on two of the walls behind Chris and behind myself to kind of dampen the echoes a little bit. And we all have mic stands. I've got a really nice table mic stand. The rest of these guys have like freestanding stands, pop filters. Please do get what are those things called? Shock absorbers. Yeah.
Yes.
The shock mounts. Those are all really important.
Plus, they make a really neat like guitar plinging noise when you click them.
Which I have become so familiar with, I can look at a waveform and tell when they do it. Just like when I can tell Nate is laughing, because he laughs in a certain way every time, and it's just like bing, 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 bing.
And I think because of where we sit at the table, due to my voice carrying against Chris and the back wall, they had to put a special filter on the front end of my mic, which basically looks like an air filter from like a 70s Plymouth.
I still think that does absolutely nothing, because I hear you perfect. So if you guys ever hear like a line of dialogue and one of us is in the background, it means the stereo set, the mic separation, we're echoing through each other's mics because of the room acoustics. I try and cut that as much as I can, but sometimes it's unavoidable. Mostly with Nate.
Yeah. That's when we do that for this show. Like when I record with another like podcast, I sit in my basement. I use the Yeti with the gain turned all the way down, so I have to be right on top of it really to be heard. I isolate myself as much as I can with blankets on the walls so I don't get echoes. I put a blanket on the table so it's not echoing off the table. I have heard people, you know, in the closet, but my house doesn't have a walk-in closet, so it'd be really awkward. It'd be me and the shirt's actually over my head. As much echo is the main thing you want to get rid of, because it will bounce off of everything.
And ambient noise. Like Yeah. If you've got fans, computers, TVs, anything that could produce any kind of wine, your mic will pick it up. So
yeah, during the winter, we every single time it'll happen, it'll start with the next one. We'll start recording, and then somebody like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Okay, the humidifier's on because it runs all winter. I'll have to go turn it off." Or, you know, the people, the apartment across the street, the police or fire show up, which happens every single day. We'll stop, and it's like, okay, sirens. Okay, let's pick it back up. But, yeah, ambient noise is your enemy.
Usually, we've really figured out, you record a minute of just dead air, and then you listen to it back and figure out what it is. That's what I had to do in my basement. I had to block some vents off, because every time the furnace kicks in, you can hear it.
There are some filters you can do if you record silence and then play it back. But I've found that, especially if it's a loud noise, which is why I couldn't take out the ticks and everything in the original seasons, it starts overprocessing, and Chris would actually start sounding like A1 robot voice if I start doing that to him. So,
yeah, there's a lot of tips and tricks online. That's where I stole most of mine.
I don't see a waveform that went all the way to the top. Like when you do that, see, that's what it looks like. And on that arguing note, I see a group of people who, you know, aren't here to see us. They're here more to amuse themselves. That is Geek Wars, and it is coming up, and it will be amazing. So you guys should stick around for that.
On behalf of myself and Tazi,
and
thanks
and
for coming, guys.
Thanks, guys, with all the voices in my head.
Yeah, we don't have that much time, actually. So. And if Emily could be here and Nate could be here, they would thank you, too.
Again, tweet questions at Emily, at TheCraftyDM. Find out all you can about Isla so that we can find out all we can about Isla. Anything I can get going into the next couple episodes would be great. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Redemption Podcast is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Please interact with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, @RedemptionPod, Instagram, @RedemptionPodcast. Visit our website, RedemptionPodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever other podcatcher you use. This will help people find us. And if you like us, please consider using Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/redemption. Until next time.